With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Senator of Pennsylvania Dave McCormick says Iran has lost all of its leverage in its war against Israel, meaning the Islamic Republic will now have to come to terms with a new set of rules.
So A, they can't have a nuclear weapon. B, they're at a point of all-time weakness, and they face a choice. This could end tomorrow if they said, we are going to dismantle our nuclear weapons, open up to the IAEA and other observers, and try to become a peaceful participant in the region.
He says the only way Iran can bring an end to its war with Israel is to surrender once and for all its nuclear weapons program.
You can't have a country have a nuclear weapon whose explicit strategy is to destroy Israel and to destroy the great Satan, which is what they say their goal is. And second, should Iran get a nuclear weapon, it would kick off an arms race in the Middle East and a proliferation of nuclear weapons, which would be very, very much against America's interests.
Senator McCormick was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Iran is using its remaining missile capacity, landing blows to residential areas in Israel, injuring dozens this morning as multiple explosions went off in Israel. With only 50% missile capacity remaining in Iran, Israel has launched a new attack targeting Iran's remaining firepower in the western region of that country. In a White House address last night, President Trump describing the attack as a success. He also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against the U.S., saying Iran has now a choice between peace or tragedy.
The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
President Trump says his administration cooperated with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in confronting the Iranian nuclear threat. A news conference is scheduled for 8 a.m. Eastern later this morning at the Pentagon. This is SRN News. Democrats are out of step on transgenderism. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online gaming platform marketed to children as young as 5 years old, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. The group, A Case for Women, points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to protecting their users. This is SRN News. Summer is making a very muggy entrance around the country.
It's bringing triple-digit temperatures and high humidity to millions of people across wide stretches, Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Forecasters now warning of extreme temperature impacts. This is the first stretch of true summertime weather for many people from the Midwest over to the East Coast, and it's not leaving anytime soon. Forecasters say humid conditions will stretch well into next week. Jason Walker reporting.
Three people are dead in a regional airport heavily damaged after powerful winds, including a tornado, swept across the upper Midwest. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Janer saying at a news conference Saturday that two men and a woman were killed late Friday at two locations in the town of Enderlin, North Dakota, about 40 miles southwest of Fargo. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.